Am I being amplified? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, ad voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos induca in tentationem, sed libera nos a mal. Amen. Sponsa Sancti Joseph, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. It is better, sisters, if I stand, if you don't mind. I am very grateful for your questions. Can a person in mortal sin have the grace of martyrdom? Yes. In other words, the grace of martyrdom is what we call an actual grace. And I was asked, by the way, just so much time to say something about grace. The board is empty behind us. As you know, sisters, there is, first of all, what we call the uncreated grace. And the uncreated grace, remember, sisters, is the divine indwelling. The Holy Trinity is present everywhere, but the Holy Trinity dwells only in human beings on earth, who then will, as a result, then created grace of two kinds. There was created habitual grace. Another name for created habitual grace is sanctifying grace. Remember the language of St. Augustine? Sanctifying grace is the soul of the soul. Well, the soul is to the body, giving the body natural life, so sanctifying grace is the soul. It gives it supernatural life. But then there is created habitual grace and created actual grace. And I think we touched on this. Actual grace, we usually speak of actual graces. Graces. Actual graces are of two kinds. One for the mind and one for the will. For the mind, we receive what we call divine illuminations. Divine illuminations. The Holy Spirit dwelling, the uncreated Holy Trinity or Holy Spirit dwelling in our souls, then enlightens the mind. But sisters, remember, these actual graces, they come and they go. The purpose of the actual graces is that we might cooperate with them. For the will, they are called divine inspirations. And that is the official title. So divine illuminations are outer graces for the mind or intellect, and divine inspirations are outer graces for the will. Now, back to the question. Can a person who is not in a state of grace, can that person receive an actual grace to accept martyrdom? Yes. If that person does suffer martyrdom, of course, he recovers the state of grace by his acceptance of bodily death. Okay? His willing acceptance of bodily death. Thank you, sisters. It helps me. Sisters, maybe I told you. The most important need for a speaker is the audience to repeat. The most important need for a speaker is the audience. So, you are in. May I continue? In other words, depending on whom I am speaking to, certain thoughts come to my mind, otherwise they would not enter my mind. Sister, thank you for coming. The question is this. Can a person in mortal sin have the grace of martyrdom? And my answer was yes. It is actual grace. A person in mortal sin can receive the divine illumination. Sisters, I did tell you, didn't I, what happened to me in Moscow? Did I ever tell you this? Oh, yes, the Missionaries of Charity. A couple of years ago, I was giving classes to your sisters in Moscow. From Russia, Poland, came from, well, around Moscow, maybe 40 sisters. 11 o'clock at night, I heard the crashing of glass. The bottom floor of the building where your sisters were staying, they just entered the building. I was on the top floor with one of my Marian catechists, a man from the United States. I was preparing class for the next day. I heard the crashing of glass. 3 carloads of gangsters came. They came to rape the sisters. And I heard the glass crashing into big stones through the plate glass window. Whole bottom floor was plate glass. When the glass was all broken, and these gangsters, they ran into the building, and they shouted in Russian. My first prayer book, sisters, was in Russian. So they shouted, "Where are the women? Where are the women?" The last person on earth they expected to come down to meet these gangsters was a Jesuit priest in my cassock. I told them in Russian, "Good evening." And they were armed. I have been praying for martyrdom since my first Mass. I thought to myself, oh no, I had to come to Moscow to have martyrdom.